All right, here we go. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is Season 2, Episode 9 of Sticky Pickles. Laundry Thief and No Milk, Please. Okay, Carol, what is your sticky pickle of the week?
Okay, so we are in London with our friend Levi.
Levi.
And, yeah, he lives in a condo, two-bed, two-bath condo thing.
Wow, fancy.
And everything was great, except lockdown and a bitter divorce at the end of last year has forced his hand. He needs a roommate to help with the bills.
Oh, of course, two-bed, two-bath in London, that does not come cheap.
Right? No. So he, you know, applications, he puts out a thing, he gets people saying, I'd love to move in. And he immediately likes the sound of one applicant called Yasmin.
Mm.
And he meets her on Zoom and he just immediately likes her. Like, she's a bit older than him, but 10 years, she's about 50. And she's working on her second PhD in psych. And she's happy to pay 3 months in advance.
Oh, and, you're in.
Yeah. You know? And she says she even says she's a minimalist and she's not going to be bringing belongings into the house and stuff. So it's like a triple boom. This is awesome.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. She sounds like perfect on paper. What's the catch?
Yeah. So he kind of goes, any conditions? He's smart. He's like, any conditions I should know about in the onset. And Yasmin says that she just values her privacy. And so the ensuite room is kind of a no-go area for Levi, right? Like, it's her area and she wants to be able to lock the door if she, you know, whenever she wants.
Okay. It's two bathrooms. So that shouldn't be a problem, right?
Yeah. She's got the ensuite. Yeah. So she's got her own little area. He doesn't want to go in there anyway. What does he care? Right? They're flatmates.
Yeah.
Like, you know, lovers or anything.
Sharing toothbrushes.
Exactly. So everything's cool. So she's like, he's like, yeah, day comes, Yasmin moves in, and she doesn't have very many bags. One of them is huge, like, I don't know, like 6-7 foot long and weighs a ton. And
there's a body in there.
Imagine. When he helps her carry it in, he's like, what the heck's in this thing, right? And he heaves it up and she's like, oh, it's a project I'm working on for my psych research. Give me a break. She's a perfect roommate. She never complains. She's like polite and kind, sometimes a bit
funny.
Does
she cook smelly food?
Yes, she cooks food once a week on Wednesdays with dessert.
Oh, like for him?
Well, yeah, like she does one meal where she cooks for like both of them a week and he does the same.
Oh, I never did that as a roommate. Oh my God, I never. That, I feel like that's like either you're cool and you cook for your roommate or you're just like, fuck you, you're on your own. I'm cooking for myself. And that was my thing. I didn't cook for anybody but me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But most of the time she's in a room working away. But she does seem to have a special friend. Okay, not one, obviously, he's ever met. It's locked down, da-da-da. But she's always cooing over someone on the video phone Zoom thing. And someone she calls Giorgio, right?
Giorgio.
And and she's like, lovey-dovey. And he can hear her. He can hear her kind of go, I love you, Giorgio, da-da-da. And she's obviously wearing headphones.
Okay,
right?
Well.
So thank God for that because because he hears the sex stuff.
Too, oh, no. Right?
He hears her side of the sex.
I was going to say, maybe she's cooing over a baby. Oh, never mind. No.
No. There's like the sex stuff, dude. And it's too much. Yeah. So as soon as he hears that, he puts on his own headphones and it's fine. Like, so, okay, how do you...
Wait, but they're not sharing a room, right?
No, they're not sharing a room. She has her own area. She's like, she's in her own space, doors closed, but she can just hear laughter
and
giggling and sex sounds occasionally.
All right.
Even like she'll hear him chatting away in the shower even. So it's like, you know, it's like a proper, she's like in love, basically. She's completely smitten.
Okay. I have a story about this, but I want to see where this is going first. I relate to this story deeply.
Yes, it's. I mean, living with someone that is in love completely can be, you're just, I don't know. But I guess if you're roommates, you're not trying to be friends, who cares? I don't know. It's just, as long as it doesn't infringe too much, I guess.
Okay, here's my story. I wasn't going to say it yet, but that happened to me when I was in college, but we were sharing the same room. So I had So I had a friend who, her boyfriend was in Hong Kong. And she missed him terribly. So for her, prime sex time talk was like in the middle of the day. So I would come back from class or like be studying in my room and she would just be under her blankets making the sex voices and sounds and stuff. And I guess she figured was like under her blankets of her bed, it was like, that's enough privacy. And I'd be like, what the hell is going on here? So to Yasmin, if she's doing that, but she's in the closed door privacy of her own room, I'm like,
yeah, shut up, Levi.
yeah, that's sort of where I'm at. I'm like, if his thing is that he's complaining, I'd be like, dude, she's got a room, she's got a door. Be glad. Because
I mean, he's got 3 months rent.
Yeah.
Right? She doesn't hang out. She makes dinner Wednesdays. He can put up with this stuff.
I mean, she could just be having rollicking loud sex with her Giorgio in her room. And that would also be her right, because it's a room she's paying for and he wouldn't get to 100%. Join in. I mean, you know, it's
so here's where it gets a little sticky. Okay. Despite being a pretty blissed out roomy scenario, something's going on. Like, he's losing socks.
No, this is not where I thought the story was going. Okay.
Sweaters, jammy bottoms. Okay. And he's like no one's coming over. It's a freaking pandemic.
He's losing socks.
And it's not like the laundry basket's eating his clothes. So it's got to be Yasmin. But the thing is, she dresses super feminine, like, you know, skinny jeans, poofy sleeve tops. Even her jammies have flowers on them.
Where does he do his laundry? Is it in his room? Like his
Yes, in their flat. Okay. They're really sexy.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
real nice. Okay.
So you're kind of, you have to ask, don't you? You have to kind of go, hey, have you seen my
tidy whities?
Have you seen my pants? Right?
Always underwear on the show. Always.
So, he decides to ask her. He decides to ask her. And Yasmin says, oh, maybe I grabbed it from the laundry. Let me check. And she goes, oh, my God, yes, I did. And I'm like, look at all this stuff. And she returns the whole missing pile of stuff.
Oh, huh.
Thing is, it happens again.
What?
His, like, favorite mug goes missing. Like, his slippers, for fuck's sake. And when he asks her, she just goes, oh, what? Yeah, oh, my God, they are here. Hold on. Oh, here you go. And it's starting to get on his nerves because she's always being really nice and just kind of like sweeps it away like it's not a big concern.
That is so.
But like.
What the fuck? Okay. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
Right. So like, what the fuck is going on? And like, one day it's like his underwear. Now, anytime he misplaces anything now, he's convinced she's like, you know, ooh, accidentally taken, you know.
My cats steal my underwear and my socks if I leave them on the floor because I'm a gross human being. But, you know, they're cats and they're gross. So,
yeah. The thing is like, yeah, like the same thing. It's like nothing, it doesn't matter, right? But it's making him feel a bit bonkers nuts.
It's like somebody's just doing a little torture by water drip, like just slight annoyance all the time. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yep.
Okay, and of course, it happens, right? The straw breaks the camel's back because the day his magazine that he's been waiting for and he's convinced it's been delivered and there's nowhere near in sight. So he bangs on the door. And she's like, you know, he's like, I need to speak to you, Yasmin. She's like, yeah, one second, hold on. And there's like this crash of noise and all this stuff.
And you hear the pages of something being like.
And she kind of opens the door a bit. And he's about to just tell her off. And she's like, I can't take it anymore. But he sees this funny reflection in the bathroom window. And it's like there's a person in there. He can see the outline of like this hairy male hand. So he's like, what? Like, what? So what do you do? Okay, at that point, do you go, who the fuck is that? Or do you just
burn
go,
it? Just,
what do?
You just burn, you take fire to the whole flat, and just burn it.
Because you can't see the door. It's like you're seeing through a crack of a door, and you're seeing the reflection, and it's like a bathroom, right? And you're seeing.
Has she made like a doll out of his stuff?
Oh.
Like a sex doll out of his stuff.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Isn't it?
A hairy hand, though? A hairy hand.
It's just like a real doll, but it was an assemblage of his laundry. Instead of just like buying one on the internet like a normal person, or maybe that was what's in her bag. Oh, my God. She's dressing her sex doll with his clothes. Oh, my God. I totally cracked the case. Yes. Oh, my God.
You cracked the case, Maria.
Oh, you just heard me have a revelation real time. Oh, God, that's so creepy.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
You cracked my case.
That is so fucked up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, do I get a prize for hearing that out?
Yes, I'm sending you a Sticky Pickles t-shirt.
Oh, God. Oh, no. So I wasn't that far off when I said there was a body.
I know, you're so close. So the next time Yasmin's out, he decides to scare the bejesus because he's convinced it's a person. He's convinced it's a real guy. So he knocks on the door and he's like, hello, are you there? There's no answer. Yeah. Right? And he's like, yoo-hoo, please unlock the door, please. No answer. And Yasmin didn't know that Levi had a key. So he says, I'm coming in now. I'm coming in. I have a key. And he sees this ripped, shaggy-haired surfer dude reading his latest magazine on the bed. And Levi's like, you fucking asshole, I knew it. But there's no reaction. And as he gets closer, it's a fuck doll. It's a real doll.
it's a real doll. Yasmin and the real doll. Oh, my God.
So what do you do, Maria?
You do nothing. You walk the fuck out of that room you should not have been in the first place, and you go, shame on me for violating her boundaries, and then you take your magazine. And then you close the door behind you.
Take your magazine. Yeah, I was just going to say, do it the other way around. Take your magazine first, then get all moral.
Get the hell out of there. Oh, my God. Okay. As I mean, oh, my Jesus.
I told you.
Oh, my God. I mean, who am I to say that having a real doll is like a no-no? Like, it's you know, people get their giggles anyway, especially in this pandemic. I imagine real doll sales have, like, skyrocketed.
Yeah. And she's doing a psych research. She's doing a PhD in psych. Maybe it is research.
Bullshit. I know. Bullshit. Come on.
I love you, Giorgio. You have such a beautiful penis.
One that I selected from a drop-down menu very lovingly and customized just for me. Not that I know that. I mean, the real doll is actually not the problem. It's the stealing of his accoutrement is the problem.
Exactly.
So he needs to forget he knows about the fucking real doll because that was none of his business. That's like finding somebody's vibrator or something. You just close the drawer.
Right?
Yeah. You do not. Yeah. He just needs to talk to her some other time when he's not in the heat of the moment and be like, can you just, when you use something of mine, I know we're sharing a space, can you promptly return it to where you found it?
Can you not use my underpants, please? Thanks.
The underpants thing is weird. If you find it in your laundry basket by mistake, because I'm sure it's a total innocent mistake, can you please return it to me? Unless it's used at that point.
What about the doll? What about the doll? Like wanting, like she putting his clothes on the doll? Is it just to have outfits? Maybe it's just to have outfits, or maybe she's developing a bit of a crush on this younger roommate of hers. Right?
Maybe it's time for Levi to make his move. Tell Giorgio to shove off. You've had the real doll, now you get the real thing. Hey.
Don't you have anything to say, Giorgio? I guess not.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Maria, sticky pickle us, please.
All right. My story is about milk.
Milk?
Milk.
Not sex milk.
Not sex milk. Not real doll milk. Not just milk. You know, I know this guy named Aiden. Aiden is a totally normal dude. And he's just got this really strange conundrum that he was asking me about the other day that I thought I'd run by you.
Okay.
So, Aiden does not like milk.
There's a lot of people that don't like milk, right?
He does not like the taste of it, doesn't like the smell of it, doesn't like it in stuff, doesn't like it on its own. He doesn't like the plant milks either. Like, he just something about it just makes him go, bleh. You know, so it's not just the cow's milk. It's like any kind of milk. He just freaking hates it.
Okay, would he have a problem if it was in, like if he was visiting me and I happened to have milk in my tea, would he vomit?
No, it's he doesn't, he's not like repulsed by the sight of it. He just does not want, like, he's not going to eat a panna cotta. He's not going to have milk or in his tea or coffee. He just
take your tiramisu.
Get the fuck out. Yeah. No milk for Aiden.
Okay. What about cheese?
You know, cheese is okay, but like, so it's not dairy products. It's just like milk and the whole concept of like milk.
So it's a dislike rather than an allergy.
Correct. It is a dislike. He does not have a milk allergy of any kind. He has no food allergies of any kind. So when Aiden goes to like his favorite patisserie, or not patisserie, that's the wrong food.
Yeah, that's right. Like that's the bakery.
Yes, that's I was like, they call them that around here too, which is like, we mean that, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They pride themselves on their lovely like lattes and beautiful croissant and all that kind of stuff. And pre-pandemic, he was one of those guys who's like every day he has his order that he goes in. And he'd go in there and he's like, I want a pain au chocolat and I want an Americano drip, no milk, please. Just basically like a plain black coffee, as we would call it here. Like,
yeah.
And he's been going to this bakery near his workplace, again, pre-pandemic, like for like a year and a half. And he's gotten to know the staff. Like, they know him on site. They're like, oh, hey, Aiden, good morning. You know, getting something for you, going to the office.
Large Americano croissant chocolat coming up.
Yeah. They know him. They know it. And they know him. And yet, he tells them every time, no milk, please. No, like, please don't put milk. And every fucking time, they put milk in his coffee. Drives him crazy. Oh. Like, they put it in without asking him. Like, he says at the counter, no milk, please. And yet, it's still in there. He has to, like, every time go through this fucking song and dance, going up to the counter and being like, can you get me a new one, please? Because I asked for no milk. Like, oh, I'm so sorry, Aiden. I keep forgetting that you don't do milk or whatever. And he's like, I don't think they're taking me very seriously when I say no milk. So
that's really weird.
So now that we're in the pandemic, Aiden's not working near his office. I mean, he's not getting coffee near his office. There's a place near where he lives and he gets takeout coffee. And he figured he's going to try something new because he's really sick of that issue. And he doesn't really feel like doing the whole please give me a new coffee song and dance when he's like trying to avoid other people. So he's like, I'm going to just try a new strategy of telling people I'm allergic to milk. So he goes up to like the distance counter and he's like, puts in his order and says, he tells them pain au chocolat and coffee, no milk, please. I have an allergy. And then it's like, okay. And it has never failed him. They never put this other cafe, they never put milk in his coffee. And he feels kind of bad that he's lying about this because he doesn't have a milk allergy. And he's been asking me, like, is what he's doing wrong? Should he not be lying about having an allergy when he doesn't have an allergy? Or is this like the ends justify the means? So that was sort of the question that he had for me. And I was like, I don't think it's that big a deal. But some people really do have like life-threatening milk allergies. Like, should he be lying about this?
It seems odd to me. Like, I don't know where this guy lives. Perhaps he lives in a town with one coffee shop only.
No, he's in the Boston area.
Yeah. So it seems to me if a coffee place fucks up your order more than once, you just don't go back.
You're a once only, you don't go back? You are strict.
No, I'll do it twice. Twice, right? Like, so if I go to a place and say, hey, Americano, no milk, and they give me milk, and I'll be like, hey, dudes, can I have one without milk? So they'll have to remake it. I won't just walk away. I'll just ask for, because if I hate milk, I hate milk. And then if it happens again, I probably wouldn't go back.
Really?
Not out of it. Yeah, because there'd be other coffee shops. There's loads of people that want my business and want to give me coffee.
Oh, man.
And there's loads of good coffee in town.
But what if it's like perfectly conveniently located for you?
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So if you're kind of stuck and you really want to go to this one because the pain of chocolates are to die for, and who can go to two coffee shops and blah, blah, blah.
Is it wrong to basically escalate your dislike into an allergy and be like, no, really, please take this seriously? Because like, I think his concern and sort of the reason why I was like, okay, it's a little off, is there seems to be, maybe this is a U.S. only thing, I don't know, but when people start saying they have food allergies, some people don't take that seriously. They're like, well, everybody says things like that, and then they don't take real food allergies seriously.
And that's what makes it sticky, is that he's flirting with the idea of something that can kill people. Yeah. And he's loosening the meaning of the word allergy to, you know, like I'll sometimes, if I drink certain things or whatever, or eat certain things, I'll get like, you know, a kind of reaction to it. And I sometimes call it an allergic reaction. It's totally wrong, right? I just have a mild discomfort to it. I need an antihistamine and it's gone, right? But it's not an allergy per se. So yeah, that word is very, well, no, but the word is very broad.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Like it was, these things aren't going to kill me.
In his case, it's an aversion.
an aversion, a dislike.
He just doesn't like milk, which is like, a lot of people don't.
I think... I would say, I'd go up and say, look, can I have an Americano? But he has to say something memorable about the milk so they don't forget. Yeah. I would say something like, and hey, look at me, sunshine, no fucking milk.
And then they're going to spit in his coffee.
Or I would go, now listen, I'm going to be here again. Here's tenor. Please never put milk in my Americano.
Wow. Dang.
Well, because if you hate milk, like instead of going to allergy land and lying, he could just make his case really strongly. And it may be in a...
That's a good way. That's a good approach.
Bribe them or scare them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the places he's been going are sort of hoity-toity where you will get the same staff. But there are some places where it's like, you know, you're rolling the dice because I don't know if you're familiar with like Dunkin' Donuts. Like, you know, when you go to like a fast food coffee place, you are never going to get the same staff twice. And you're sort of rolling the dice on whether or not they're going to get your order right regardless. Because I feel like about 75% of the time they get it right when I go somewhere like that. And the other quarter of the time it's wrong. And you're just like, okay, well, you know, I don't think anybody was paying attention when I put in my order. And I don't think it's worth correcting. So in his case, if you're going to a place where it's like, people are supposed to give a shit, then yeah, you should definitely be like, eye contact, let's talk about this.
I just think that's one of the basic 101s of the job, right? Listen to the order, deliver the order, do it as nicely as you can, and don't put up with any shit.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of what, like, they're the ones who are screwing up on this. Unless he's mumbling. Like, does he mumble? Is he going, and he's not saying it loud?
You know, that is a distinct possibility. Because sometimes these places are very loud in the morning, right? With, like, the foamer going,
yes.
You can't hear shit. And they have the music playing, well, they used to, playing really loud. And now with the mask, so, you know, who knows?
Why doesn't he pretend he's deaf then and sign, give them a piece of paper that says Americano, no milk?
Hold up like a whiteboard that he's written, no milk, underline it repeatedly. You know what, honestly?
Get him a megaphone for his birthday.
A little sign on a lanyard he puts around his neck. I'm sorry. He points to the sign.
It for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
And you can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. Bye.
See you next week. Bye bye. This Sticky Pickles episode was created, hosted, and produced by Maria Varmasis and Carol Terrio. Inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
Oh my god! Literally, the gears were slowly turning.
I love that you figured it out. Helen, you were so close, and I was just trying to just wiggle you away, but it was so...
Oh, Jesus. It's like the clouds parted and angels started singing like, it's a real doll.